I find someone that's like, that their message resonates with me and you know, their advice resonates with me, or like, I really like what they have to say, I kind of like go head first. So
are you about to reveal to us that you're in a cult, or if there's any cult leaders out there, it sounds like Mary would be a great candidate.
Welcome back to Meet Me by the Dumpster, a podcast about the messy middle of all things work by two colleagues turned friends. I'm Mary.
I'm Astrid.
Hey, Astrid, what's up?
Hello.
Excited to be back in the studio with you. We are returning from a bit of a break. We took a little hiatus for the past month from the pod. We took the month of August off just to recharge, relax. I'm excited. We're entering a new season, but it still feels like hot as hell outside. Like, it's 90 degrees this week in New York City, even though we're in September.
At first, I thought you were meaning we're entering a new season of the podcast, which we also are going to be doing quite soon. A lot of new leaves turning over.
That's right. Well, we are planning to, we've got this episode and one more episode in season one, and then we're already exploring what season two is going to look like, mm-hmm. and how we might expand the dumpster universe.
The recently dubbed dumpster universe. Yes. But yes, I'm with you. It's good to be back. It's fun to be here. It feels like it's been a while.
It does. It does. It's nice to be back. How was your summer? What's been up? Any learnings, revelations?
Ooh, learnings. I don't know about learnings, but I did. Well, I was going to say I learned to surf, but I don't know if one lesson means I've learned to surf.
You are now in your surf era. Takes one surf lesson and is now a surfer.
I hear how, that's how it works. But yes, I visited my brother in San Diego and I signed up for a surf lesson. I was the oldest there by probably 20 years.
Was this a children's surf lesson?
So I had a private lesson.
Oh, a private lesson.
Yeah, just okay. Me and Thor.
Thor. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
Thor, if you're out there, magical 3 hours.
All right.
But no, it was really fun. It was actually, it was a good reminder of, I had this thought about parallel parking the other day too. I've gotten much better at parallel parking. And I was like, oh, that's right. I can learn and grow and get better at things. I was like, I have gotten so much better at parallel parking. And I was thinking, I was like, oh, I should mention that on the podcast. Because, you know, we've talked about growth mindset, things like that. And I thought to myself, I should remember this when I'm struggling with something at work. Like, I learned to parallel park. I can do this too.
You can do hard things. As your fave Glennon Doyle might say.
Yes. But anyways, relating that to the surfing, it was a reminder of, A, how refreshing it can be to do something that you've never done before. And it was just a surf lesson. I mean, these were very small waves, but I was still a little nervous to do it. And then I did it and I stood up a few times. So it was a lot of fun. It was definitely... So yeah, I guess I did have some learnings.
Love it. Yeah. Good for you.
What about you? Any summer highlights, summer lows?
Yeah. So I've had a great summer as well. It went by quick. It always does. You know, I love New York City in the summer, and it was hot. I feel like it was like criminally hot this summer, but you know, I feel like you have to kind of embrace that, embrace the smell of like hot garbage and the sweating. But I would say a highlight for me is that I moved to a new neighborhood a few months ago, and I've now finally found a coffee shop that serves the milk that I like. So that's been a pretty big win for me.
Yes. For anyone who knows Mary knows that she's been on a milk journey. So I'm very happy for you. That is a...
Thank you. And I just want to just set the record straight that like I support all milk choices. It's just, you know, also allow me to have my own milk choice. So just want everyone to know that. But this summer was good. I think that I also went into the beginning of the summer trying to be like more present in my life, because I think that every summer I'm always like, at the beginning of the summer, I'm always like, summer's already over. And this summer I did kind of try to be like, it's going to go fast regardless. And I just want to try to be a little bit more present in the things that I'm doing and be able to really experience them. Hmm. And I kind of took that intention with me throughout the summer, and it was really nice. So I had a lot of great great moments. Again, it's already over, but I think I kind of try to soak up those moments.
Mm, I love that. What did you do anything in particular that helped you stay in the moment? Or was it just thinking like, oh, I want to be present in this, you know, trip or this dinner or whatever it is I'm doing?
Maybe just a little bit of both. I think like being mindful about it and thinking about it leading up to the events. Also, to be honest, I drank a lot less this summer than I usually do and have been exploring what it's like to be sober or to participate in activities where I don't drink alcohol. And so honestly, I think that's been helpful for me too, to just like, you know, there's nothing to mask. Like, you know, when you're sober, you're really in the moment and, you know, you can't really like mask any like feelings that you might be having. They're all just present in the moment. So yeah, that's been an interesting exploration for me.
Dipping a toe into the sober, curious waters.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. I also think too that I had a lot of time to reflect. So you know, but I haven't shared this on the podcast, that I got laid off at the beginning of this year from my full-time job. And so because of that, I think, you know, I was able to kind of like dive first into freelancing and taking on side work. And I think kind of like looking back on, I think, you know, the past 8 months or so, I finally like really had time to like slow down and really reflect. Cause I think in the past, like I, you know, I was just working a lot and I was just kind of caught up, you know, in the day to day of like what's happening at work and then the next trip. And then what am I doing next month? And I think that because my schedule is really different and I had more free time in some cases and just, you know, wasn't as preoccupied by work in that way, that I was able to like really reflect on what I want and yeah, what I'm like looking forward in the future. So that's been nice as well.
Hearing you say that also reminds me, this was, I think, before the summer even started, but you were trying to decide. You had a number of opportunities. And I remember you were thinking about adding one more. And it was one of those things where you could have done it, but it would have been a lot. And I remember you even saying, I really want to enjoy the summer. And you ended up saying no to that opportunity. And so I feel like the fact that now you're on the other side of the summer and you're able to say, oh, I was more present, like good for you for saying no to that. And it allowed you to say yes to so many other things. So yeah, it just connected for me when you said that.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah. I appreciate you saying that, because I definitely, yeah, it was really terrifying because, to be honest, like, because I did get an opportunity that was a contract job, that was a contract to full time. And I was like, there was a part of me that was like, oh, well, I have to say yes to this because what if something else falls through? Or like, you know, like I'm not working full time now. And so like, I, you know, maybe the more financially responsible thing is to just take the job. And also I got offered it. And so I don't think I've ever really had the experience of like turning down a job. I think I've taken most jobs that I've been offered probably in my career. So I remember agonizing over that, but yeah, I think you're exactly right. I feel really good about that decision. And I was just like, I want to prioritize myself and my free time this summer. And if that means I'm making a little bit less money than I could have been, that's okay. And yeah, I'm really happy that I did that. This week on the pod, we wanted to spend some time diving into a concept called career seasons, which it's well-timed given we are entering a new season, a new season of the year, potentially some new life seasons. So we're going to dive into what are career seasons, and then how do you decide which season you're in right now, and then how do you navigate that season? This all kind of came about because, I don't know about you, Astrid, but when I discover something that like really resonates with me and I get really into it, it kind of becomes like my new Bible.
Like the milk?
yes, right. I go really hard. Or like if I find someone that's like, that their message resonates with me and you know, their advice resonates with me, or like I really like what they have to say, I kind of like go head first. So
are you about to reveal to us that you're in a cult? Or?
there's any cult leaders out there, it sounds like Mary would be a great candidate.
Well, I feel like this tracks for me too, because this is also what I've done in every job of my career, where I've just literally gone like drinking the Kool-Aid so hardcore. And we've talked about that on the podcast too. So maybe I like, maybe because I don't have a full-time job, I was like, oh, I need, who is my leader?
You found someone to fill the void.
Exactly. Yeah. So I've kind of dove headfirst into the advice of a particular financial writer and content creator. His name is Ramit Sethi. And he talks a lot about kind of like this concept of like, you know, what is your rich life? And you probably heard this before, but the idea of like prioritizing the things that matter to you and kind of like ruthlessly cutting back on the things that don't. But I came across sort of his version of this concept of career seasons. And we've obviously talked a lot about the various chapters in our career, and, you know, careers aren't linear. And so I think I really resonated with it because it's the idea of identifying, you know, which career season that you are in right now. And then also figuring out like, which season do you want to be in? And then actually choosing a job based on that, which I think oftentimes we're just like, oh, I need to get, if you're looking for a new job or you're looking for more money or like, you know, you're just kind of like going through the motions and maybe, and really not picking something that's based on kind of like what you really want right now. Hmm. So yeah. So the three seasons are, so I'll dive into them and I'm curious to hear your thoughts. So the three career seasons that he identified. So the first one is growth. So this is when you're prioritizing learning and earning more, and you're just like really, really willing to put in the time it takes to kind of like reach a new level. I think about like, this is particularly relevant for people that are like earlier in their career because they're like trying to climb a ladder or make more money. The second one is lifestyle, which is when you're in a season where you just really want to prioritize your time outside of work. That could be like, you know, spending time with your family, that could be working on personal projects, hobbies. And then the third one is reinvention. And this is like when you're in a phase of your career where you want to reinvent yourself. Like that could be a new role, that could be working in a new industry. And yeah, you're just like ready to do something new. You know, we obviously had Johnny on the pod a few episodes ago, and he went through a really big reinvention phase. And yeah, so curious your thoughts on this, Astrid. Reactions, skepticism?
Definitely. Well, when you first told me about this idea, I was very sold. I thought it made a lot of sense. And I really liked the framing of thinking about your career and your job is not just, to your point, okay, what do I need to do that's going to make me the most money, is the best title, but more of a holistic, how does this fit in with the life I'm trying to create? And it feels very mindful in that way. So it really resonated with me from that perspective. And then even just the questions you have to ask yourself to figure out what season you're in, I think that's a really helpful exercise to think about in terms of, okay, what is important to me? What do I want going forward? And similar earlier, you were saying, you know, you've taken most jobs that you've been offered. I've always sort of had a similar habit. And I feel like we talk a lot about scarcity mindset, but I think I have usually approached it as I need to get a job that's going to make me the most money, the best title, the best possible next step. I've never thought about it in terms of how does this fit into my larger life. So from that perspective, I really, it resonated with me. But then I was thinking about it a little bit more.
I'm ready for this.
Here's the royal
give
butt.
Me your take.
And maybe we can link to this in the show notes, but in his blog post, at the end, he says you cannot be in more than one season. And it made me think of what a 180 this is from the lean-in era, which was very, you can have it all, right? You can grow in your career. You can have the family. You know, you just have to push. You have to have the right partner. And rightfully so, there was a lot of criticism. I think as, you know, almost any person can attest, it's just not that easy. But I wonder if this is going a little far in the opposite direction, where do you have to choose between growing in your career and also prioritizing lifestyle, whatever that means? And it made me think, And especially, I mean, we're both in our 30s. And, you know, for so many people around this time, people are thinking more about prioritizing family and all of that. And we had a room full of men and women and asked them, like told them about the seasons and asked them to choose the season they're entering. I feel like we would see an overwhelming number of women going towards a lifestyle season, and that we would see a lot of men say, maybe they're thinking about the same things, right? Maybe starting a family, all of that. And they would say, oh, so as a result, I'm in a growth season because I need to support a family. And you know, also this is one blog post, right? So I don't, you know, want to ascribe all this meaning about gender necessarily to it and say that it's entirely gendered. But I just imagine we'd see it fall very differently based on genders.
Yeah, I think that you bring up an interesting point. I would also say potentially like cultural background is another element. Like socioeconomic status is another like factor that would influence like your decision. I mean, I think if you are a first generation born in the United States, that would also, and maybe you have this, there are expectations, and we've talked about this before on the podcast too, but like expectations that you provide for your family, then maybe you're like, oh yeah, I have to keep pushing. Like I can't, I don't have the luxury to like maybe do a lifestyle season where I can potentially make less money because I'm just not in a financial situation to do that. So I agree. I think that there's a lot of factors that I think would affect it. And gender certainly has to be one of them. I think that the truth or the answer lies a little somewhere in the middle. I think for me, there's been this idea that if you're not pushing hard and growing, like then you're not succeeding. Mm. And I think that that's something that I've learned is that like, You can work in a company, you can still do a good job, grow, succeed, but do you have to be vying for that next promotion constantly? Or do you have to be constantly thinking about like, well, how do I be the absolute best at everything so that I can stand out constantly? So I sort of interpreted the growth phase as like your singular focus is about like making more money or getting to the next level. And you know, I think if you're in a lifestyle phase and maybe like what you prioritize is more like work-life balance, I don't think that that means you can't still continue to grow, but it's may not be your biggest priority. So I think it's a little bit somewhere in the middle is what I would say.
So not necessarily as the word binary. I feel like that's one of those words I always want to use and I never know if I'm using it correctly. So I'll binary, throw it out here.
Binary, black and white. Like I think it's, I mean, with all of the topics that we've discussed in this podcast, it's always pretty nuanced and it's not black and white because I think you have your own lens of your own experience and whatever baggage you brought to this workplace or this career season. So
there's a messy middle of seasons. Is that what we're...
What season would you say that you think you're in right now?
Well, like I said, I don't want to be put in a season. I don't know if I believe in these seasons. no, I'm teasing. Another thought I had is that I often feel myself going in between seasons, even in maybe the same day. Like I'll wake up and I'm like, yeah, like, you know, I'm going to kill it today at work, like growth. And then I don't know, 4 p.m. I'm like, you know, I'm going to reinvent myself. I'll just to listen to Johnny's podcast. I'm like career transition. And then that night, I'm like, you know, lifestyle, that's where I'm at, which maybe that says something more about me. And just, you know, I think I can be maybe a little scattered. To answer your question, I go through all seasons, you know, just every day. But I think if I had to choose a season, I think I've definitely been in a season of growth. I think a lot of my 20s, I was very focused on reaching a certain level of financial security. I was very focused on really, I don't know if I would have said this phrase at the time, but looking back, climbing the ladder, I wanted to get a promotion. I wanted to get to that next step. And so that was definitely a priority for me. And I wouldn't say I'm totally in a different season, but I think I'm transitioning to a season of reinvention. I think partly through some of the conversations we've had on this podcast, just asking more questions of myself in terms of how do I really want to be spending my time at work? What am I drawn to? What do I feel aligns with my interests? Things like that. And, you know, I haven't made any big transition or any big leap, but I've definitely been thinking along those lines in a way that I just wasn't in my 20s as much. So what about you? What season are you in, Mary?
Well, I have to say I'm supportive of that. And I also think that I think it makes sense. I mean, for you to kind of maybe it be exploring all seasons in one day. I think that that's just kind of, you know, we're probably at both at a time in our life where we're really just like reflecting on like, yeah, what do we want and what matters to us? What's our purpose? And so I can resonate with that as well. I think even me, I was like, oh, after, you know, we had the conversation with Donnie, I also was like, should I reinvent myself? And I think as I've been like really reflecting over the last 6 months or so, I realized I'm like, I'm not ready to do that. I kind of see that as like maybe in 5 years or something, like I'm that might be. But I think right now, like what I'm craving is just like stability. Mm. You know, as I mentioned, like, you know, after getting laid off, I started focusing on freelancing and contract work and things like that. And I think that like gave me like so much flexibility. And I was really fortunate to kind of have like a soft landing after getting laid off, which I know many people don't. And it kind of helped me really sort of understand too, like my energy levels and like figuring out like, when do I have the most energy and then doing work during that time. Mm. And kind of, you know, when you're like trying to do something and you just can't get it done and you're just like fighting yourself, because I've been doing freelance work, I've been able to be like, stop fighting yourself and just do it later. Mm-hmm. And that's been kind of nice. But on the flip side, if I don't work, I don't get paid. So like, I don't have benefits. I don't have paid time off. And so I think I'm also like, well, I have to work. And I'm a little bit more reluctant to take time off because if I don't work, I don't get paid. And I know it's going to like impact me financially. Mm-hmm. So I feel like I'm in this growth phase still because I'm like kind of solidly where I am right now with contract work. But I was like looking for opportunities and I was trying to find freelance work and things like that. And I was trying to kind of like be like, how can I make sure that I'm like financially secure? But all that being said, I think I want to move into a lifestyle phase. But for me, what that looks like is getting a full-time job again. Mm-hmm. And not kind of like hustling and looking for new work or being freelance and being like, okay, I have to work X number of hours to get X amount of pay, whereas and not be able to take time off. But at the same time, I think that if I were to get a full-time job, that could be a great step to advance my career as well. So I sort of feel like it's a little bit in the middle and it's a little nuanced because I'm like, what a full-time job can offer me is like, you know what you're doing. It's a little bit more steady. You have benefits. You can take time off. And you can also focus on one thing. Cause I do think it one of the challenges of doing freelance work is like you're constantly kind of like switching between different projects and you really have to be like really on it and be like, oh, I've got this thing due for this one company and this thing due mm-hmm. for this other company. And you have to be pretty organized, which I am. But even for me, as someone who's very organized, it's been kind of a mental challenge to kind of like constantly be switching and be like, oh, I don't want that to slip through the cracks. And this is maybe a long-winded answer.
No, I like it. It's funny because it's a little different than I think what I thought you were going to say. So I want to let you finish, but I was, yeah.
Yeah. So I think I'm seeing it as like getting a full-time job, which again, may or may not be. It could be a lateral move. It could be a big bump for me. It could be like a progression in my career. But to me, that feels like I want to prioritize my lifestyle and being able to have like distance with work and being able to be like, okay, I work and then I don't work.
Yeah, it's interesting. Cause like I said, I was expecting that you were going to say, usually I would expect going into a full-time job would actually be more of a growth season. But I think that also speaks to the point you were making earlier where these seasons aren't necessarily so linear. And I imagine a growth, a lifestyle, and a reinvention season would look so different for anyone. So it's not necessarily taking these seasons and, okay, I have to figure out what season it is for me, but what do each of these seasons look like for me. And that can look so different depending on, you know, just who you are and what you want. We've talked on the podcast about reinvention. We had Johnny on as a guest, and we've talked about, you know, fears related to starting over. So when you think about this next career season, do you have any fears? Do you see any potential risks?
Yeah, I thought about this a lot because I think that if I was earlier in my career, I would, it's sort of what you're speaking to around being in a growth phase. I think I would have a fear that if I wasn't in a growth phase, that in some ways I would be like sliding back and, you know, I would be sort of losing ground. Like, oh, I've worked so hard to get to where I am. And then if I prioritize my lifestyle, like I'm somehow going to lose out on some potential or some opportunity. And, you know, I had a conversation with a friend about this recently, and they were kind of sharing that sentiment of like, oh, well, I have to find another job, because if I don't, then like it's almost like I can't stop. And I think there is just this whole concept of like, you have to be constantly growing. And then that's, you know, you and I have both worked in tech, and that's sort of this, that's the name of the game in tech, right? Like, you must be growth at all costs. Mm-hmm. And for me, I just think as I've gotten older in my 30s, I've just had more of like a mindset shift about that. And that, like, the goal isn't always growth. And of course, I'm further along in my career, so maybe someone who's earlier in their career couldn't relate to that. But for me, I think, like, I feel really confident. I have to remind myself, too, that, like, I feel really confident in my experience and know that, like, even if the next couple years I want to prioritize lifestyle, like, it doesn't take away or erase, like, all of my previous years of experience and, like, the things that I've gained over time. Mm. What about you? Do you feel like there's any risks or any fears for you?
I definitely do feel some fears, and a little similar to what you were saying, where if I get off the wheel, and I feel the same way in terms of if I take my foot off the pedal, what if I can never get back on? And I also feel, going back to what I was saying, that I've spent this time pursuing this certain path and have built up, you know, a certain level of credibility or a certain level of expertise. And if I were to do something different, then would I look back and see that as a huge mistake? And I also, one thing that I get a little bit scared of is I worry, am I just looking for a change for the sake of change? You know, I've wanted to get to a certain level. I've gotten there. And now that I'm there, am I sort of ready to burn down this thing that I've created? And so that's definitely a fear I have a little bit of, is this me trying to sabotage myself a little bit if I were to, you know, take a radically different path?
Where do you think that comes from? This is when the podcast turns into therapy.
Mary looks really puzzled.
Inquisitive. Where do you think that desire to sabotage where does that come from? Is that from a place of insecurity where you're like, well, whatever, if something bad's going to happen, at least I'm going to be in control of that thing happening?
I think that's definitely a piece of it. And then I think there is, to your point about always be growing. So, okay, if I've gotten this thing that I want, and then what's next? It's almost like there always has to be a challenge. There always has to be, I don't know. I think I can be quite an angsty person in a lot of ways, and I like to have something to angst about a little bit. And so if something is going relatively well and, you know, the job's fine and things are good, like, well, that can't be right. That's not, you know, that's not comfortable almost, or that's too comfortable and that's scary. I need to do, you know, I need this fight or flight almost. Mm. And I think maybe there's also a piece of me that feels as though I don't deserve what I've achieved. So it can't actually really happen and it's not going to last. Mm. And so I need to pivot or I need to move or I need to do something. I need to be alert before it gets taken from me. It's like, I'm going to take it instead of let it get taken. So yeah, I think it comes back to a lot of fear.
Yeah, that reminds me, I think, you know, of conversations we've had in the past of like this idea of like at work, what's your mode at work? Like, do you want to like sort of stand out at work or do you want to kind of blend in or hide at work? And from what you're saying, it sort of feels like you're in this mode of like, oh, I don't want to be found out. I don't want them to know like I actually suck at this and they're eventually going to find out that I suck. So like, let me just come do my thing. And then like, I got to get out before they find me out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I feel that way very much. And when you first brought up that concept to me, it brought me up short a little bit and it made me almost a little sad for myself because I definitely recently have been in more of a mode of let me blend in and I don't feel as competent in some areas. And so I think I have partly been thinking, oh, you know, what else could I be doing? Are there other things that I should be exploring? Because again, of this fear, oh, I'm going to be found out or I'm going to have something taken away. And so I need to plot. I need to plan. What about you? Do you feel like you're in more of a blend in or a standout? Or have you been at different points of your career more standout or blend in?
Yeah, I think my natural tendency is to try to stand out, to try to impress and to try to be the best. Sometimes that's just easier. That's easier than you think. I mean, I feel I probably shouldn't say that.
When you're so good at your job and the bar is so low. God.
I think that, you know, we've talked about this too. Like, I think that I really crave positive feedback. And so in so many of my roles and jobs, I've been just seeking that. And so I do try to find ways to like go above and beyond. I also particularly think in the beginning of the job, which I think maybe a lot of people feel the same way, is like you want to kind of like impress at the beginning. Mm-hmm. So then you can actually just chill later. But they're like, wow, they're really good at their job.
Start off strong.
Yeah.
But so you know, you love a shout out channel.
I mean, I do love yes. I love recognition.
Who doesn't?
Yeah. But you know, it actually reminds me of, you know, hearing you say that and obviously the term imposter syndrome is probably talked about a lot. And I think that's kind of the flavor of what you're saying is like, oh no, like I'm not actually good at what I'm doing. I'm not good at this job and they're going to find me out. But you know, it made me think of like, you said at the beginning of the podcast, like you took a surfing lesson and you were reminded that like, oh wait, you can learn things. And then, you know, you're getting better at parallel parking. And I think it is really easy to get kind of like lost on these like big things of like, oh, am I like amazing at this job? Do people, you know, what do people think of me? But I think like if you can kind of focus on the day-to-day of like, what am I doing today that, you know, I feel successful about? I think that can help. I think that a lot of people can relate to your struggle of feeling like, oh no, I have to kind of hide. I don't really want to like, I don't want to ask a question. I don't know how to do this thing. And I don't want to ask for help because they're going to find out that I'm like, I suck at my job.
Mm-hmm. Have you been in my head, Mary? No, it's so true. And that's something that, yeah. And it's funny because even just saying it, it sounds so silly to say, because if someone were to say to me who I worked with, like, I have a question, you know, you like, oh, I'm so glad you asked. That's so much better than someone just sitting there stewing and going around in circles for hours. Like, that's what's stupid. That's what makes you bad at your job, you know? To just sit there and being scared is so much worse. Mary, what are you most excited about for this new season of yours?
I think I'm excited, again, like I think I've decided after a lot of reflection that I want to get a full-time job again. And I am, maybe this is super cheesy, but I think this part of me, you know, this is something I learned about myself too. And I just have to honor this part of myself, but like, I really love being on a team. And I think that I really miss like having close relationships with my coworkers. And so I am excited about just kind of like being a part of something again, especially now that I have, you know, the perspective that I can have more boundaries with work and I can, you know, I can still, again, I can still do well, but I can still, but I know going into it, like prioritizing like myself, my relationships, my personal life is what I want to do. So yeah, I'm excited about just like the opportunity to kind of like work on one thing again and be a part of something, because I think like, you know, there's all this kind of like discourse and like this narrative now around like fuck capitalism and like don't work for the man and like quiet quitting and all this stuff. And I just have to be honest with myself that like I enjoy doing a good job and I enjoy succeeding in my, you know, whatever it is I decide to do work-wise. And so I am looking forward to that.
Well, I don't think that's cheesy at all. And one thing that I like about what you're saying is I think with this idea of seasons, it's easy to think of these as these huge things that if you're in a season of growth, it's full force ahead, promotion, you're working crazy hours, or if it's a lifestyle period, you know, it's something big, like you're, you know, going to have a kid or do something, you know, huge, like retire, or if it's reinvention, it's totally changing your career. But it could be something as small as, oh, I actually want to be part of a team. That's not necessarily this huge thing. And I think there can be this desire to sort of always be working on your next big thing, right? Like you see a friend and you're catching up. And even just in preparing for this talk, it was thinking about, oh, what season? Okay, I have to have something sort of big to share. I have to be, you know, if I'm going to talk about a season of reinvention, well, what am I reinventing into, or what am I, you know, what am I becoming? But it could be something, yeah, that seems relatively small, but is actually, you know, being part of a team is a really important part of work. And that seems small, but is actually a big thing. And as I say, you know, the small things are the big things.
You've always got these little one-liners.
Another dumpster pot original, heard it here first.
Well, thank you for your support. Thank you for your support. What about you? What are you excited about? What are you looking forward to?
I think what excites me most is just asking these questions of myself and allowing myself to explore more, giving myself the space to reflect on, yeah, what is it that I want? What is it that I'm interested in? You know, I think we've both talked about how even doing this podcast, having this creative outlet has sort of reignited for me. I love using that part of my brain when we think about what we're going to talk about, having these discussions, and yeah, just continuing to delve into what my interests are, what I want to spend my time doing, and to feel excited about those possibilities and not feel scared or as though, oh, let me think of, you know, why I can't do these things or why I shouldn't do these things, but to just be open to the different possibilities. So that's definitely something that, yeah, is exciting and also a project of this podcast. You know, I think that's really having some of these conversations, having to think about, you know, what we want to talk about, how we talk about it. I feel as though every time we have a conversation like this, I always think that, oh, you know, we've talked about this a lot or I've thought about this, but then I learn something new every conversation.
From what I'm hearing you say, that there's also like no right answer. Mm-hmm. And I think that like anytime, you know, maybe you're like considering a change, there has to be some kind of like right next thing. And that I appreciate that you're allowing yourself to be like, oh, this next season maybe is actually just exploration. Like mm-hmm. you're in a season of exploration. So maybe we just added a new one to the career seasons. But yeah, you're giving yourself the time to ask the questions and not to expect to know right away, you know, what you want to do or, okay, now I have to make an action plan. But you're just like being curious about it. Mm-hmm. I like that.
A season of curiosity.
Yes.
I mean, there are four seasons and there's only three. So maybe we did just
We just created another one.
Yeah.
You're welcome, Rami. I would say too that, you know, Astrid, there's one of the things I think, you know, you talked about being angsty and I was thinking about this in relation to this topic too, but, you know, with work, we've always kind of been there for each other in terms of sharing all the angst and like navigating a lot of uncertainty, and like navigating challenges, but there's always also been like a sense of optimism, and that's something that I appreciate. And I think that's something to remind yourself of, you know, there's this thing you always text me whenever like, you know, stuff's going on, but, and it's that the future is bright, and I appreciate that because I think that no matter what happens, like there's always like that little sense of like hope and like, and optimism. And thank you for that.
Yeah. The future is bright in all seasons.
That's right. So our next episode is going to be our final episode of season one. I can't believe it. I'm actually getting a little emotional, getting a little choked up. But I just, it's been such a fun adventure to bring this podcast to life. And I think we just really, truly appreciate everyone's support. And the Dumpster Pod will continue. We are coming back with season two. And we're excited again to dive into some more topics. If there are topics that you're curious to hear us talk about on the pod, let us know. And as always, like, look out on our social at Dumpster Pod for updates. And yeah, stay tuned for the final episode of season one coming very soon.
Yeah. And let us know what you think about the seasons. Let us know what season you're currently in. If you're team dairy milk, if you're team alternative milk, yeah. We want to hear it all.
Yes. I'm Mary.
I'm Astrid.
And this was Meet Me by the Dumpster.